Then on April 9th, we have an absolutely gorgeous code that merges the number 9 of unconditional love, endings, purging, release, with the number 19, the Prince of Heaven number. So there's so much leadership energy here. There's a shift energy here. There is a sense of release that is easy because you see the light at the end of the tunnel. And anytime we have the numbers 9 and 1, because 19 reduces to 10 and then 1, anytime that we have 9 and 1 together, it represents a shift. And we even have the 1 and the 9 in the number 19. So it's sort of a double whammy of this shift energy. So this weekend definitely is a time to awaken, to release. It's also a time to really manifest. And there's a sense of the romantic, there's a sense of love and passion, and the ability to take the lead through a lot of wisdom. Now, on the 9th, the moon squares Mercury, which can bring sometimes a sense of moodiness because the mind may be having a little bit of tension with the heart. So the feelings may not be heard because the mind is wanting to, in a sense, dominate. So feelings across the board with everyone need to be expressed more and more and more so that all the stuff that we've been holding in over our lifetimes, millennia, is basically expressing itself so that it can be seen and looked at and felt. And so today's one of those days if you feel like you're suppressing any feelings, to get on top of that and just like let it go and surrender. And whatever it is, just allow yourself to say it, to feel it. It's a great day to cleanse as well because of the number 9 and 1. So bringing your environment into a place of beauty and serenity and order. On Sunday, the 10th of April, we have, again, that incredible code of ones. 10 reduces to 1. The whole day adds up to 11. We're in a 10 universal month. And we have a double 10 activated, actually, because of April being a 10 universal month. So this is powerful for manifestation because 10 is the instant manifestation number. And so with the number 11 in play as well, 11 allowing you to just really trust your intuition and express your intuition and get that instant manifestation merged with your heart, there are a lot of new beginnings that bring your life into balance and merge your mind and your heart, your thoughts and your feelings. So there is also a sense of divine protection because a number that includes the 0, like the number 10, which is double today, and of course, April is a 10 universal month, that number has a 0, and 0 brings that divine protection. It is the number of the 0 point, the God number, right, where everything is in balance. So yeah, there's a lot of dignified energy. There's energy of upliftment and certainly energy of spiritual downloads. Now, Mercury is square to Pluto today, after being square to the moon on the 9th of April. So there's, again, this sense of looking at your thought patterns, going inward, thinking deeply about matters, and Pluto wants to purge those thought patterns that are not supporting you, that are not elevating you, uplifting you, taking you to a place where you're observing rather than reacting. So you want to explore all sides of the matter. You want to dig deeply. You want to uncover the truth. And so this is a wonderful time to uncover mysteries, dive into secrets, investigate to the core underlying root causes or in general feelings, right? Pluto's very aligned with subconscious feelings. Then on Monday the 11th, we have again the portal, the gateway, the doorway, and today it's opening up to the number 12, which is the number of joy and learning. So you're going to be very creative, intuitive, and playful today, as well as practicing self-growth. Now, the wonderful thing about today is because April is a 10 universal month, and it's the 11th of April, and the date is 12, we have a 10, 11, 12 code activated, which then triggers the 1, 2, 3 sequence that we had on April 2nd. So this is fabulous because we have 1, 2, 3 and 10, 11, 12, and it brings tremendous manifestation, intuition, learning, joy, and of course, forward momentum into the picture. Really fabulous moment. And it's a Monday, so you could really get your week started with a strong energy surge as a result. Now, the moon is trine to the sun today, and this is a very happy transit. The two celestial light bodies, governing night and day, our star, the sun, and the moon, which governs the cycles on Earth, the ebb and flow of the tides. These are coming together in a very harmonious way, bringing harmony, relieving the stress, bringing little gifts and advantages, and allowing you to feel recognized for who you are at soul level. So this is an intimate connection to your natural affinity and connection with the divine, with source, with the universe, with God. On Tuesday, the 12th of April, we have the code of growth, self-growth and learning, the eternal student, merged with the number 13, the divine feminine number of change and trusting in the seasons of life, the seasons that are the natural seasons, and in general, the flow of life, death, rebirth that continues every day, even through our in and out breath. So it's a very creative day because 12 reduces to 3 and 13 is one of the numbers that I call the genius numbers. So you have incredible abilities to listen and make unexpected discoveries and unexpected solutions through that creativity. So, and then because 13 reduces to 4, there's a beautiful blend of determination because 4 is literally about cementing things into matter. And so when you have that determination and practicality merged with the 12-3, which is very playful and into discovering things and learning and being open to the flow of general lessons in general, just throughout the day, there's a sense of surprise. There's a sense of surrendering and accepting what appears. So there's really a lot of free-flowing and practical energy today. Now, on this day, April 12th, 2022, we have really the most exciting transit of 2022 in the heavens. It is exact today, but it has been building for many weeks and will be felt throughout the year. And that is Jupiter conjunct Neptune at 23 degrees in Pisces. Jupiter is the ancient ruler of Pisces. Neptune is the modern ruler of Pisces. So these two planets coming together in their own respective sign at 23 degrees, which is the strongest number in numerology, it is the number of the royal star of the lion, is really powerful. It means that the expansiveness of this meeting of Jupiter and Neptune in their own sign of Pisces is even more enhanced. So Jupiter is the planet of opportunity, wisdom, growth, expansion, optimism, solutions. It is a planet that sees beyond the horizon and is constantly allowing you to have a bigger vision. Neptune is the planet that resembles water, and water is the only element that reaches everywhere. So Neptune is, we are all one, we are all brothers and sisters, you and I come from the same origin. It is the planet of spirituality, of dreams, galactic consciousness, compassion, unconditional love, imagination, beauty. This is the first time since 1856 that the ancient and modern rulers of Pisces are meeting in Pisces. So it's been quite a while, and this indicates that there's a lot from your past, also past lives, that can literally be released because water is the element that cleanses, that heals. So what you will feel during this time, also leading into April 12th, is a really big opportunity to heal bygones, to let go of bygones and cleanse whatever it is that you need to in order to move forward. There is a whole cleansing of the earth at this time. There is a sense of purging, but also allowing the water element to infuse your soul with the wisdom that is pertained in the water. Remember, water reaches everywhere. So the wisdom of the all is there for you. The ability to think much bigger, to feel much bigger, to have a bigger vision, to understand who you are in terms of your gifts, your divinity, your source. That is all part of this awakening process. And so you can more easily relate to others from different backgrounds and different cultures because you feel the connection, the one human family connection, the humanitarian spirit. So you want to dream big, you want to dream without any kind of expectations, but also without any kind of limits that you're putting on yourself. So the guiding principle at this point is trust, trusting in the divine flow. When things occur, they are being washed away in order to bring healing. You want to feel that deep compassion, that love, that kindness. And water-themed storylines will be very big. You definitely want to allow the divine to bring you the form of your big dreams, meaning you want to align with the frequency that you want to manifest, not the actual thing that you want, but the frequency that you want to experience, and then allow the universe to bring you the form. This is really a major moment of the year, and it just couldn't happen at a better time, considering also that it's a 13 universal date, which epitomizes the flow and cycles of the earth, the divine feminine, the lunation cycles, the four seasons, the ability to rebirth, right? All of that is in play during this time. Then we come to Wednesday, the 13th of April, and on this day, we have a wonderful code of the divine feminine, life, death, rebirth, transformation, merged with the number 14, which is what I call the media number, 14 universal date. And 14 is very much about being expressive and being flexible and definitely having a message, but also having a sense of exploration. So when 13 and 14 get together, there's a lot of change in the air. There are surprises. There's the unexpected. You want to embrace that. You want to just be very open to experiencing both a transformation and heightened sensual exploration. There are many opportunities, some very exciting, that are coming up for you. Also, decisions that may need to be made at a very short notice. You want to take that risk. You want to explore without fear. And you certainly want to just express limitlessness, so not put any borders around you. Now, remember, on the 12th, we had that sense of Jupiter and Neptune, and of course, it's still going on for quite a while. Jupiter and Neptune conjunction that happens on the 12th of April. And this is really expressed again in the code that continues now, where there's a flow. There's a sense of just beauty and a joyful sense of freedom. And it's echoed by the moon opposite Venus today. So this allows you to just share your love, dive into a creative project, and basically be present in the place of beauty. Allow beauty to inspire you. Allow beauty to nourish your heart. Focus on art, music, scents, flowers, affection, pleasure to keep you emotionally balanced. Then we arrive at the 14th of April, Thursday. And on this day, we have the number of media, of his self-expression, of communication, merged with the number 15, the spiritual alchemist. And so the compassionate expression of how you feel is the key here. Remember that it is your willingness to open up your heart and to express yourself that is so important during these times. So on this day, love and sensuality are enhanced, your ability to be flexible is enhanced, and your ability to actually speak and write is very much enhanced. The moon is opposite Neptune on the 14th, and so that opposition in its own sign of Pisces, Neptune rules Pisces, right? That carries a call to bring harmony, to really tune into that heart-centered space, listen to your intuition, listen to the divine knowing that is always within you, and not to watch or to interfere with your mind, right? The moon and Neptune are very intuitive. So when they're connected in an opposition like this, the balance comes through literally surrendering to your intuition, to your heart. And that will increase your psychic awareness and your ability to pay attention to your imagination, to dreams, to very delicate frequency. Mystical, spiritual awakenings are very possible and easily accessed. Then Friday the 15th, again, the spiritual alchemist today merges with the number 16, which is the number of awakening. So you're awakening to your powerful gifts as an alchemist. Your inspirations are completely infused with your passion, with love. You feel magnetic. You feel motivated by wisdom, by love. You want to spend some time alone because 16 reduces to 7, and that's the number of you having time to rest and be alone. In fact, if you can take a 3-day weekend or get off work early, this would be a good thing to do, or at least take a nap or get to bed early. Now, 15 is very romantic, very abundant. And today the abundance flows by your ability to listen to that inner spiritual alchemist. So you're alchemizing energy in your life that then turns into fruitful prosperity. The romance of the day really means that you are romancing financial flow. You are literally playing with it. You're creating with it. So as long as you approach abundance from the perspective of having this romancing connection with it, where you're literally playing with it, you're alchemizing with it, you're having this creative exchange, right, that is joyful. This is really the approach you want to take. And of course, the 16 then allows you to really listen to your intuitive prompts as to how to, you know, go about this process. So there's a lot here to unpack today. The paradox of the being on your own in inspirational meditative moments with nature compared to the energy of the 15, which literally is magical, romantic, compassionate energy, means that you want to blend all parts of your heart space into one. And that actually will really activate your natural ability to alchemize your life in a very, very extraordinary way. The moon is opposite Chiron, and that brings a lot of healing into the equation, which also echoes the number 15. 15 reduces to 6, and 6 is the number of healing and love. And moon opposite Chiron means healing through love is very much enhanced. So it's a great time to start therapy if you feel the call to do so, or to continue with therapy you're already doing. It could be massage. It could be anything, any potent healing energy that's calling you to pay attention to any unresolved issues. Don't be hard on yourself. Engage only in loving conversations that are considerate and respectful, compassionate, kind, and caring. Your inner spirituality is awakening, and that's requiring your full attention at this time.